Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design session, we're building atmospheric jungle drones from absolute scratch using only stock devices and stock packs. The goal is a drone that feels alive, wide, textured, and gritty, but still behaves in a drum and bass mix. Huge vibe, zero mod, and it leaves room for the breaks and the sub. Set your tempo to 170 BPM as a starting point. Anything in that 160 to 175 range is perfect, but 170 keeps us honest for jungle. Now, create an audio track called Drone Bus. Then make three MIDI tracks, Drone Tone, Drone Noise, and Drone Air. Select those three MIDI tracks and group them so they live inside one container called Drone Group. Route that whole group to the Drone Bus. Here's the mindset. We're building this like a restack or a break bus. Multiple layers, each doing one job. And then we glue them together and mix them as one instrument. Before we even touch devices, remember a pro mix rule that'll save you later. Design around mid-range windows, not just low cuts. In jungle and DNB, a drone usually wins in one safe zone. Either low mid body, around 200 to 500 Hz, or a presence bed around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz, or top air around 6 to 12 kHz. Pick one as the hero and intentionally de-emphasize the others. That's how you make something feel loud without actually being loud. Let's start with the tonal foundation on Drone Tone. Drop Wavetable on the track. We want rich but controlled, so start simple. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Choose sine or triangle. Clean. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes. Choose saw, but keep its level low. You're not making a lead, you're sprinkling harmonics into a tone that will later get filtered and saturated. Turn on unison 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount modest, like 10 to 25%. Width high 70 to 100. This gives you that spread without turning the center into soup. Inside Wavetable's filter, choose a low pass 24. Set the cutoff somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz. Add just a touch of drive, not enough to scream, just enough that the harmonics don't feel sterile. Amp envelope. Set attack between about 40 and 200 milliseconds so it never clicks. Release between 2 and 6 seconds so it breathes when you stop it, and so any modulation feels smooth. Now make a MIDI clip and hold a single note. Start with F1, G1, or A1. These are classic DNB-friendly routes because subs and re-SEs tend to sit well there. Keep it stable. The rule here is stable pitch, unstable timbre. If the pitch wanders, it'll sound out of key fast under breaks. Let the note stay steady. Make the texture drift. After Wavetable, add auto filter. This is one of your main movement engines. Choose a low pass mode, 12 or 24. Set cutoff around 500 Hz to start. Resonance 10 to 20%, not whistling. Turn on the LFO. Set the rate extremely slow, 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. This is that is it moving or is my brain moving speed. Amount around 10 to 25%. Keep phase slightly off, like 0 to 30 degrees, and adjust offset so it never opens too bright. The drone should feel like it's breathing behind the track, not waving at you. Next, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB, then compensate output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If you want controlled thickness, enable soft clip. The point is weight and blue, not crushing. Then add hybrid reverb. Algorithm Hall is a good starting point. Shimmer can be beautiful, but it can also instantly turn into too much, so use it carefully. Decay 4 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. And this is non-negotiable. Filter the reverb. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz so you're not reverberating mud. And high cut somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz so it stays smooth. Keep the mix around 10 to 25%. You want the drone present, not just a reverb cloud. Finally, add utility for discipline. Set width around 120 to 160% to taste. We'll do final width later on the group, but it's fine to start shaping here. That's your tonal layer. Now let's create the fog. Go to drone noise. Drop operator. In operator, set the oscillator to noise. This is your jungle mist, tape hiss, vinyl wash, distant air. Keep the volume low. This layer should be felt more than heard, and it becomes more obvious once we process it. Add auto filter next, but this time use bandpass. Sweep the frequency until you find that presence air zone, typically 1.2 to 3.5 kHz. Set resonance 20 to 40% so it has a shape. Turn on the filter LFO. Rate 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Amount small, like 5 to 15%, just enough that it shimmers and shifts, without sounding like a sci-fi effect. Now add erosion. This is your dusty digital edge. Set mode to noise. Frequency around 2 to 6 kHz. Amount tiny, like 0.5 to 3.0. Erosion is one of those devices where 1 millimeter can be an entire vibe change, so go gentle. Optionally add Redux for that jungle era crunch. Downsample 2 to 6 bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. If you have a dry slash wet control, keep it in the 10 to 30% range. The goal is character, not an obvious lo-fi plugin sound. Then add hybrid reverb, and you can go a bit wetter here than the tonal layer. Decay 6 to 14 seconds, mix 20 to 45%. And again, low cut hard, 500 Hz or higher. This noise layer should never compete with bass energy. Quick coach note, movement reads best when it's asymmetrical. If every LFO is a perfect slow sine wave, it starts to feel like a demo patch. So vary your rates between layers, use slightly different amounts, and avoid syncing everything. Let them drift independently. Now for the top halo, Drone Air. This is the scale and atmosphere layer that sells intros and breakdowns. You can use Meld if you want unstable spectral movement, or Wave Eatable if you want controlled harmonics. Either is fine. Use a higher note than the tonal drone, like F3 or F4, but keep the level low. This is not your lead, it's the ceiling of the room. After the synth, add resonators. This is where the haunted harmonics happen. Dry slash wet 15 to 35%. Tune it to your key if you want it safe, or offset slightly for tension. Decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. And watch your peaks. Resonators can suddenly jump out and steal the whole scene if you're not paying attention. Add chorus ensemble next. Mode ensemble. Amount 20 to 40%. And keep the rate slow. This helps the air feel wide and expensive instead of like a static hiss layer. Then auto pan for gentle motion. Rate again slow, 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. Amount 20 to 50%. Set phase to 180 degrees for wide movement. Then hybrid reverb. Decay 8 to 16 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds. If it gets fizzy, high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. Now you've got three layers. It probably sounds massive already, but right now it's also probably fighting the mix in ways you haven't noticed yet. So let's do the part that makes it actually usable in drum and bass. Glue and control on drone group. On the drone group, EQ 8 first. High pass the whole drone. Use 24 dB per octave somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. If you're doing heavy rolling sub, start higher, like 180 to 250. This is the I want atmosphere, not low-end problems move. If it's muddy, add a small notch or dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If it starts punching your snare in the face, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5 kHz. You're not destroying it, you're carving a lane so the break transients stay sharp. Next, add roar for controlled aggression. Keep it subtle. This is for pressure sections, not for the entire track. If you know you tend to overdo distortion, here's a good rule. Get it sounding almost right, then back it off 20%. If you prefer simpler, swap roar for saturator with soft clip. Then add glue compressor, lightly. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just to make the layers feel like they belong together, not to pump. Add auto filter after that for performance sweeps. This is your one knob, make it darker for the intro. Open it slightly for the drop tool. Then utility for final width discipline. Usually 110 to 150% works. And here's a discipline loop you should actually do. Set width to 0% for a moment. Listen, does the drone still have a core? If it evaporates, you've built a stereo-only illusion. Fix it with EQ or reduce extreme stereo effects, then widen again. Now let's make it sound like jungle, not like three synth tracks holding a note. We resample. Create a new audio track called Drone Resample. Set audio from to the drone bus or drone group. Either is fine. Arm it, and record 16 to 32 bars while your drone is evolving. Now audition your recording and find a chunk that feels like it has natural story. Little changes, little imperfections. Consolidate it into a clean clip. Turn warp on. Try texture mode for that smeary organic bed. Grain size somewhere like 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now you're in the zone, where it starts sounding like found audio rather than a held synth patch. For a seamless 2 or 4 bar loop, adjust start and end points carefully. Use clip fades if needed, or aim for zero crossings to avoid clicks. And check it against drums. A loop can feel seamless solo but glitchy once a break is slamming. Here's a really powerful extra move. Take that one resample and make it into multiple moods using clip warp modes. Make three copies of the clip. Clip A, texture, Grain 120 to 200 milliseconds for smear. Clip B, Complex Pro, bring formants slightly down for a throatier vibe. Clip C, tones, grain 20 to 60 milliseconds for grainy shimmer. Now you can alternate clips by section, and it sounds like you collected atmospheres from different records, even though it's all one source. Next, let's build performance control so you can play the atmosphere like an instrument. Group your drone group processing into an audio effect rack, or just make a rack at the end of the group chain. Map a set of macros. Macro 1. Dark to bright. Map to the group auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. Space. Map to reverb mix, either on the group or on key layers. Macro 3. Grit. Map to roar or saturator drive. Macro 4. Motion. Map to LFO amount on the filter or auto pan depth. Macro 5. Width. Map to utility width. Macro 6. Air. Map to drone ADR volume or a high shelf EQ. Macro 7. Fog. Map to drone noise volume. Macro 8. Tone. Map to drone tone volume. Now you have an atmosphere panel. And this matters because in DNB, Atmos aren't static backdrops. They're arrangement tools. Let's talk arrangement, the practical way. For the intro, 8 to 32 bars, start dark and spacious. Filter it down. Let space be a bit higher. Slowly increase bright and motion. Then tease the break, maybe high passed, and tease the bass without giving it all away. Here's a pre-drop trick that hits hard. One bar before the drop, push the drone high pass higher so the low mids clear out, and slightly increase reverb mix so it feels like the room expands. Then at the drop, snap the reverb tighter and bring brightness back a bit. It feels like the room collapses into the groove, and that makes the drums feel even faster. For a breakdown, use your resampled drone. Reverse a chunk, increase grit gradually but pull space down over time to build tension without just adding more reverb. For a second drop pressure section, increase grit and reduce width slightly. That sounds counterintuitive, but narrowing a bit can feel more forward and aggressive. Keep the drone high passed so your res and sub stay clean. Two advanced variations if you want to push it further. First, the two-speed drone. Duplicate your tonal layer or your resample. On the duplicate, add autopan at 2 to 6 Hz, but keep the amount extremely low, like 5 to 15%. Add a touch of filter drive. Then turn that entire flutter layer down by 10 to 20 dB compared to the main bed. You get anxious energy without hearing an obvious wobble. Second, micro-pitched unease. Duplicate the tonal layer very quietly and add shifter in pitch mode. This audio version is shortened for playback.